We are told that some must be made virtual slaves because, quote unquote, there's no other way. But that argument falls apart quickly on closer scrutiny. First, because we won't accept being made slaves, though power will never stop trying to force this, which is why they're buying up huge tracts of Africa. Please don't let this happen. And secondly, if the idea is that inequality is a process, a generator leading to maximum goodness for most, as Bentham tried to con us into believing, and yet those left out of this so-called goodness resist, or even if the con is that the good life will come to all in due time, who will do the so-called dirty work once we get there, if the present hierarchical arrangement persists of decision-making by philosopher-statesmen exists? They try to make us believe that it will all be done by machines, but this is absurd beyond words, and we know how it'll go. They'll fall back and crack that whip of hierarchy, and while we're jumping, they'll say there's no other way, and then keep conning us with the myth that it generates progress, or at least for those who deserve it. So keep jumping through those hoops, because if you stop, you'll end up on the bottom. So if betrayal is not to be our common legacy, we must think this through. And all of our thinking must rest on the premise of solidarity, all of us or none. We must mate our thoughts to the common truth, not we as Earth, not Earth, our commodities. We must share our common legacies on our own terms. That is the physics of equality, balance,